8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody!
Hi!
It's time for podcast number 31.
We hope you'll have some fun.
Yes, that didn't rhyme, but hey.
31 and fun! It rhymed!
No, it doesn't. But, so anyway, we're going to go over a little bit of what's been going on since our last podcast, because we've had a lot of things happen.
Many suddenlies.
Yes, lots. You were in California.
I was in California, and actually in the middle of one of my trips in California, we had a hailstorm hit. You know, almost anything can happen in California. It has kind of crazy things going on there. Some of the people who live there are kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I guess that kind of gets into the atmosphere of wherever you are. If you want to go someplace different, that would really be California. Whether it's the top, the bottom, or in the middle. I think we were kind of in the middle at this time, though. And we did have many different things happen, and I would like a brownie right now. Please don't send me any, because they'd have to have lots of nuts. But I had some around here. Somebody ate them up, probably the staff, but right now, God, I forgive them. I choose to loose it from my soul, so now I can go on. So we had suddenly...
Back to California.
Back to California. Oh, they had good brownies while I was there.
Okay, if y'all don't realize, Kat really wants a brownie.
Somebody really did make some for me, the more they hear about me. But we got to do crazy things like not planned. These are things that are not planned, totally. Trust me, they were not planned. I'm going to just gloss over them, and we will come back to them in a little bit and talk about in detail. Some of the things that happened, literally, we were driving down the highway, the Pacific Highway, which is on the other coast of America.
Yes.
Because I'm from the East Coast, and we were on the West Coast. I wish you could see my hand motions right now, encompassing the whole country. We were driving down the Pacific Coast. It was like 50 degrees, and all of a sudden, the temperature plummets to freezing. And so this was definitely a crazy thing. And hail, about half the size of a golf ball, began to cover the whole roadway. It was really strange. And then the next strange thing that happened was when I went in to speak at a city about heaven, all the lights went out in the city. Actually, they went out for 5 cities.
Yep.
When I was just about to speak, when I was done speaking about everything, they brought lanterns into the building, you know, electric lanterns and things.
And of course, you didn't need a microphone.
And I didn't need a microphone. There was no microphone. And so we had like 400 people in this room. And so after I shared everything about heaven, it was real powerful, and everybody was leaving the building. About 3 people were left, and all the lights came back on. That was second strange thing that happened. And then we had a couple other ones after that. All of a sudden, I got to meet Kim Clement's band. And like I said, I'll tell you more later. But I got to meet Kim Clement's band. I got to share with them what I saw him doing in heaven, which was amazing. And that helped really bless their hearts. And I was excited to hear them play, not just hear us or listen. But we had an amazing time with them. And then, of course, I got to go to a Korean church that was sort of officially underground. not because they had to hide. That was crazy because full of the millennials. The millennials were there, had a young pastor. And, man, that was really different.
Yeah, the worship all that. Was wild. I yes. wasn't there, but I watched the live streaming.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. That was kind of crazy.
The worship was wild.
Yeah, and then even after we got back, the suddenlies kept going because then they had a connection. Somebody called for a connection from Todd Bentley's group.
Yes.
So that was another suddenly. I think we ended up with like 7 total.
Yeah, we did.
In the course of like a week and a half, because you better get ready.
It's been amazing.
This is definitely a time for suddenlies to happen, not just to me, but for the body of Christ.
Yes.
And when those suddenlies start, they'll have one after another after another. And so that was kind of some of the crazy stuff going on. But we did do something amazing, Jen. What was it? What did we
Yay.
Do just the other day?
We launched our new studio.
Yay!
Studio OQ1.
It has a name like James Bond. And guess who named the studio? God.
Yep, that's right.
Likes to name things. It is definitely a heaven culture thing that God the Father will name places in heaven, buildings in heaven, things to do in heaven. You even get a nickname when you come home to heaven. And so he decided, since this was his studio to broadcast from, he was going to name it. We were just going to call it the One Quest Studio. And he goes, oh, no.
That's boring.
Isn't that boring? Because you know what? God's not.
One Quest Studio.
God is not. He said, no, I'm naming it. We will call it Studio OQ1.
Really
so now
cool.
We have to have a new logo made for that, and it's going to be on the news media desk, which, by the way, we actually have a news media desk.
We do. If you guys want to see the launch video, you can go to Kat's Facebook page. It's also going to be uploaded on her YouTube channel. And I kind of made my debut in front of the camera. I felt a little weird, but I think with time I will loosen up a little better.
Oh, I think she will loosen up a lot. But it was exciting, and I couldn't leave her out because she's been such a big help to me and a big help to all that she does for heaven, and she looked really cool anyway. So I think she was sort of like starstruck kind of a thing, you know, when you go out on stage for the first time or people, like if you're interviewed by people like on a celebrity station or something, I think a lot of people just kind of get stuck like, what do I do? This is awesome. It was awesome for us because we waited a very long time to actually have a studio. And so we want to thank everybody.
And it's just going to get better.
It's just going to get better. Yeah, you're not going to get rid of us.
Nope.
If you're listening and you don't like us, get over it. Because we're going to go forward and we're going to more and more and more of God in heaven and what is going to happen around this world.
And we're researching better camera equipment.
Yes, sound equipment.
Sound equipment, microphones. Mm-hmm. We're researching all of that because we want it to be top-notch.
Top-notch.
And what are some of the things that are going to be discussed at Studio OQ1?
Well, we'll have different kind of form. We'll be producing different type of media. So we will have our regular Facebook Live broadcast. But we'll also have, like, a news section where we'll talk about the news in America.
Not the fake news.
Oh, no. We will not be the fake news. We will not do that, okay? We will not do that to you all. We're going to give the true news.
That's right.
True
That's
news.
Right.
Who's.
Who's who's?
And who's doing what? Are they doing? You know? We're going to put a lot of stuff out there. But one thing we'll promise you, that we will never be
your fake news. Listen, you fake news.
We promise we will never give you that, okay? It's just going to be true news. And we're going to have a lot of fun things we're doing on there. One thing we know we will be doing, it may not be actually in the studio, but in a kitchen. Jen and Kat in the kitchen. At one time, we will actually make our favorite sweet treats. And it's going to be a lot of fun just to watch that one. You don't want to miss that one. That'll be live. It'll be live and in person. And so we're going to do that. We're going to do the cooking show. We're also going to do news about new inventions that are happening around the world. And then there'll be the prophetic one, the prophet time, where God will have us prophesy literally about what will happen, like within the next week somewhere. And then you will get to see it happen on the regular news. Don't pick fake news. But we will also be doing Weather Warriors from our own studio. We're going to have a green screen. And we'll continue to train people to be weather warriors around this world. Because we are over the weather, not under the weather.
That's right.
So many different things will happen with the studio. And we're just really grateful to God for asking us to do it. And then immediately we had help. From Patricia. Again, we say thank you, Patricia.
Yay! Woo!
Who actually bought our news media desk for us and a couple other things.
Yep.
And if you haven't been watching, make sure you watch on the Kat Kerr Facebook, public Facebook.
Kat Kerr YouTube channel.
Yeah. And you're going to get a lot of new stuff. So we're excited. We're happy.
We are very excited.
It's time to celebrate.
And we have about.
So I think we have to go, right? What is our next segment here?
Okay, we are going to do a few questions. I'm going to share with her some questions that you guys have sent in, just about some fun things in heaven. So, the first one is from Rosemary. She's age 63 from Minnesota.
Hey, Rosemary.
And she would like to know, she said, I've always wanted to be able to swim underwater and breathe like I do on land. Will I be able to do that in heaven?
Absolutely, yes. You can. You know, that's why we keep saying that would be great on earth as it is in heaven. I wouldn't try it on my own right now. But I do know that in heaven, you can swim and breathe the water. And actually, fish in heaven don't have to be in the water to live. Everything we do in heaven is for our enjoyment, is for, to bless us. And we have many supernatural things that we can do in heaven, like, yes, you can fly. I used to think you did it once in a while, but I've been there so many times that I realize people do fly. They fly all over heaven. And so that's one thing. You can breathe the water or fly in the air.
Yep. I want to swim with dolphins.
You can climb thousands of feet up in the Mountain of Spices and never get tired, never get worn out. You can jump down a 200-foot waterfall and enjoy it. It's like a big ride. So there's all kinds of fun things in heaven. So yes, Rosemary, get ready. When you get there, there'll be a lot of exciting things to do.
Okay, this one is from Venkata, and he's from India. And he would like to know, he had many questions, but I chose this one because it's the fun side. We're talking about fun things in heaven. Can seers and prophets, such as the prophets of the Old Testament, also ride the roller coaster called the Rush? Are they allowed to?
Of course. You mean, does Elijah ride?
Yeah, that's what I'm sure. Like Moses and all of them.
Elijah, John, all of them. Everybody rides. Okay, this is the thing. Even the angels ride the roller coasters in heaven. It's not restricted to humans. Even supernatural born-again humans in heaven. The angels will ride the roller coaster with you. But yes, Elijah could ride with you. King David could ride. He definitely rides. He's a character. But John, all those, you know, Isaiah, Ezekiel, they all ride the roller coaster because you have to think, they are not thinking with their old mind or their old ways.
Yes.
They have been living there in a supernatural place.
And they like to have fun too.
They do like to have fun. They like to laugh a lot. And they don't wear like, you know, scabby robes or something like that. They don't look like something that's been living in the sheep pasture, okay? They wear beautiful, beautiful clothing in heaven. They have many different things to ride. And you know what? It would be kind of hard to ride with a gown on the roller coaster, okay?
That's right.
So, yeah, they have all kind of tunic tops and tunic pants and stuff like that. And they have really cool apparel in heaven. But everyone can ride the roller coaster in heaven.
Even the animals.
Oh, yes, even the animals will ride. If your pets are there, get ready for a real life-changing experience when you move to heaven, because you will not get rid of your pets.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, next question.
Okay, next question is from Alan. Doesn't say where he's from, but he would like to know, is there a cloud land in heaven? Because I know you've mentioned Jell-O Land, the Valley of the Falls, Christmas Town. I'm trying to think of some of the other places. Oh, the Fun Farm.
The Fun Farm, yes.
So is there a place called kind of like cloud land?
Cloud land. Well, you see certain clouds. It's not like on the earth. The clouds are formed by our weather systems. But what people need to realize is any kind of weather system or season, especially seasons, and even in our seasons on the earth, there are certain times of the year when there could possibly be more clouds. Like if you have a rainy season or something, you know that rain comes out of clouds, right? I hope you know that. On the earth.
Yes.
This is on the earth. So in heaven, it can rain. It does rain in heaven. It doesn't cause drought, you know, floods or things like that. No destruction. But clouds can come anytime they want to. And you notice I said that they want to, because everything in heaven is alive, even the clouds. You can ride on clouds, sit on clouds. People have picnics on top of clouds.
Oh, cool.
There probably is an area in heaven. I haven't been there yet, but I see many different types and styles of clouds. Some clouds are square in heaven because it's heaven. And they're not impacted, you know, according to the weather above a cloud and below a cloud, it could cause the clouds on earth to increase, diminish, change shape and size. But in heaven, they don't need any of that as a reason why that happens. It's just because God made them that way. So I'm sure there's many different things you can do on clouds in heaven that you couldn't do on the earth. Number one, you wouldn't necessarily go right through them. On the earth, if you stood on a cloud, unless God put you on that cloud, you're going to go through the cloud. In heaven, it's just like light. You can ride on light, build things with light in heaven. So I'm sure that there's a lot of fun things you can do in the clouds.
Awesome. Okay. Next question is from Stephanie. And this is about fishing. What is fishing like in heaven? You said that with hunting, the animals don't get hurt. What is fishing like? Which I know everybody knows. Kat's husband is a fisherman.
Yes, and Peter's going to be his new best friend one day in heaven. He has always said that. And actually, the only time I've ever seen Peter, the Apostle Peter, his back was to everybody because he was fishing. Now, there are two types of fishing in heaven. One are fish that are made out of light, mm-hmm. that don't have like a mind or anything. They're there for you to catch and you can eat them. You can cook them or whatever, but those are made out of light.
Yeah.
But actual fish that exist in heaven.
That makes it more challenging.
It's going to be a whole lot more challenging because they will be trying to catch you while you're trying to catch them. Sort of like the hunting thing in heaven. You know, they hunt with scopes. It's like a light thing. And you're a target. And when they get this target on you, I'm talking about creatures in the Mountain of Spices. You go up there to go hunt, but you're not there to kill something. You're there to capture it as an image. Mm-hmm. And so the fishing is the same way, except you literally are. You cast your little hook in there. It's not going to be a hook that's going to catch them, that would hurt them. It's usually something that they would like to eat. It's like you're offering it to them, and hopefully they will grab it. When they grab it, you'll try to pull them out, but they may be pulling you in. So get ready for a different way to fish. People, they do win trophies, but guess what? The fish might get the trophy for pulling you in. No one's going to die or drown, but it actually makes it a lot more exciting because nobody or nothing dies in heaven. God is not going to let us, we're not going to be killing creatures and things like that in heaven. But every kind of food they have here, like you have fried chicken, you didn't kill a chicken to eat it, but it tastes like fried chicken in heaven. So the fishing is pretty much the same way, that there are fish he made out of light that are served like as food. And then there are fish that he created to live in the crystal sea, whether it's sharks, whales, all kinds of fish will be in the crystal sea. They'll worship him. You can get in and swim with them also when you're in the water. And so those are the ones that you have a competition with, and everybody will come and watch you trying to catch them to see if they have to haul you out if you get hauled in by the fish. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay. I would ask you this one, but we've talked about this a million times. So.
And what is the one we've talked about a million times?
What is your view on the flat earth?
Oh, well. That's my view. That's pretty much heaven's view. All of heaven laughs every time somebody talks about the fact that there is a flat earth and they belong to the Flat Earth Society. Don't join. You'll be wasting your time, spending lots of money supporting them for something that does not matter and is not real. And I do know enough about them to know they use scriptures in the Bible to prove it, which is what almost everybody with a false doctrine or something that's not real, and they want to push their thing. They always try to find a scripture they can use to back that up. And one of them is they say that the earth is flat because it has four corners. Because it talks about in the Bible the four corners of the earth. But what they don't realize, or maybe they do, is the four corners is north, south, east, and west. Those are directions. That scripture does not prove to anyone that the earth is flat except to the Flat Earth Society. They do not believe that it is round at all. They think it's square and flat. It's got corners and it's flat. And I don't know how they could possibly think that. When I have flown many times and I can see the horizon, and when we go to the horizon, the flat earth does not flip, so we can be on the other side going in another direction. Apparently, they've never done that. I've also been above the earth myself, caught up. It is round. An earth, or a planet is round. It has substance. It's like a ball. It isn't a flat disc that is round. The Bible does also say that God sits above the circle of the earth. That is a real scripture. But they try to prove that. Some other group, probably a shoot off of the Flat Earth Society, thinks there's a square flat earth. Some think there's a round flat earth. They should get together and make a decision. and maybe build on that. But I can tell you that the Earth is round. It is like an orb or a ball that you would see. Every planet they've ever found out there in the cosmos is the same way. And I know our missiles, not missiles, but our spaceships and everything else have been around these, but this Flat Earth Society really believes that NASA's been lying all these years and making it up and spending billions of dollars trying to prove that the Earth is round. And I'm sorry, but we did see, you know, Neil Armstrong, he did walk on the moon. We saw what that wasn't mocked up in somebody's backyard and made up. So just let it go. Be free from it. The Earth is round. God made it. And it's a shadow of heaven. It says so in the Bible. It says Earth is a shadow of heaven, and heaven is a world. It's the Father's house.
So I know that wasn't anything to do with the fun side of heaven, but I just
it was kind
of
fun.
I had to throw that one in there. So
it actually is fun when you do talk about it.
I think our podcast producer has a question.
Yes.
A question came into my mind because I had the experience of losing my phone yesterday in the ocean, which was weird. But anyway,
swimming with the fishes.
I was down by a boat, and so now my phone is being used by some fish to text somebody. But I couldn't find it again. Anyway, so that's the side note. But it was kind of like the evening time, and there was a sunset. And when you were talking earlier, I was thinking to myself, you know when we have that feeling, like when you see an amazing sunset, it kind of triggers something in you, which feels like almost a spiritual experience. I know that sounds a bit over the top, but is that because that experience we have when we see a beautiful sunset, because there's no sun on the horizon in heaven because they don't have a physical sun.
Mm-hmm.
But does it relate to anything that is basically supernatural, if you know what I mean? Like in heaven? Because it's such a moment. Like I have it every now and again where I feel like, oh, wow. You know, it's like amazing. It's like
God
perfect.
Created that.
Yeah. And I actually feel that every time I even look at the ocean itself, even without the sunset, I have the same experience.
I was going to say that because I love the ocean.
And, well, number one, I think it does two things for us. The Bible talks about that God himself made that sun. So every time we see the sun, whether it's rising or setting, it should do something on the inside of you to know there is a great creator. He made that. And we're actually looking at something he made that gives evidence every single day of itself. I mean, you may not see the sun all the time throughout the day or in the moon, but there are certain times that he makes sure that you notice that it's there. It's like his rainbow, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing when I see a rainbow. Oh, wow, God made that. He gave me a promise. And by the way, all of those are symbolic of what is in heaven. There is no darkness in heaven, but there are, can't even say the word time. There's events or what at times that you're living, as you're living in heaven, that the sky itself changes colors, like a sunset. And it's not like all the time it does that. It's not like if you go throughout a span of an event, because God counts time by events in heaven, he doesn't count it by a day, a week, or a month in heaven. That's just a way he created that we could keep track of time on the earth. But there are moments when you're up there when the whole sky will turn that fiery color of a
beautiful
sunset. And it's particularly in like an area of heaven this happens. That's the word I'm looking for. It's like an area. And every time you go to this area of heaven, you see this beautiful sky that looks like a sunset every time you go there. And then you can go to another part of heaven, an area of heaven, because God names these different areas. I don't know what he calls that area. But what he'll do is he'll take a shadow of that thing, and bring it to the earth. And the way he brought this beautiful sky that is in an area, whole area of heaven, he brought that and put it in the sun, as part of the sun as it sets. It begins to glow and shoot up around
all those colors.
The roundness of the earth.
The roundness of the earth.
Because the sun, right?
So it's kind of a shadow of that?
It's a shadow. It's a shadow of that place that is in heaven. And so you can go to different areas of heaven where it looks like the sunset all the time. There's actually a place outside the throne room where the biggest rainbow fills the whole sky around this whole area of heaven. And so he took his favorite things, some of his favorite things in heaven, and made a shadow, captured a shadow of that, and he put it on the earth. But he had to create a way for that to happen. Obviously, heaven wasn't there. So he created the what happens between the sun, the sky, the air, and the timing of when it goes down, that all the rays of that glorious sun begin to shoot up, the beauty of that. And even a sunrise, it looks like a fiery ball, eventually, of light coming up on the other side of the earth. And what he did was he took those two things and captured them as a shadow, put them on the earth as the sunrise or the sunset, so that we could enjoy some of the beauty that he does in heaven.
That's so cool. I know, I love sunsets, because they're always so different each time.
It could be different colors. The colors,
I mean, there's even blue and purple and, like, reds and oranges or and yellows. Pink ones. Oh, yeah, pink and... Yeah,
pink rainbows. It's just,
they're amazing.
Pink sunsets, so. Yeah. So every time you see the sunset, let it think of our glorious God who made everything and is in all of us. So I hope that helps you throughout the day, no matter what you're going through. Every time you see that, if you ever get a chance to see the ocean, you must remember this. He made that whole ocean.
Mm-hmm.
He made the ocean. He made the earth. But the ocean brings movement on the earth and helps life in the earth. And it's one of my favorite places.
There's so much.
I know he poured that out on this earth. And it's still here after all these millions of years. Yeah. We'll talk about that another time.
And there's so much of the earth that is just gorgeous. I mean, you've got the Red Rocks in Arizona, mm-hmm. you've got the Grand Canyon, you've got the lavender fields, and lavender gosh, it's just beautiful, you know.
The White Cap Mountains.
Yep. So, anything else you want to say before we go? All right, so I guess that's it for podcast number 31.
It's time to wrap it up.
Yep, and so we will talk to you guys next time when we do podcast 32.
And speaking of the rap song,
oh gosh,
I have written one. I know I don't write songs and I don't rhyme very well, but heaven has been helping me. We will have a rap song out called Get Your Crown On. Yep. So make sure you
roll up your rapture rug, get your crown on, and rule.
Woo!
Bye, everybody.
Bye.